The town of Brookline votes tonight on whether one of its schools should get a new name. The Edward Devotion School in Coolidge Corner is named for a man who historical records show once owned a slave. WBUR's Max Larkin reports on the conversation this issue has sparked in Brookline about race, memory, and history.
The controversy started, as so many do, with a Google search. This one was undertaken by attorney Deborah Brown.
It was kind of an accident. I'm a bit of a compulsive reader. And it was like, oh, Hidden Brookline, what's this about? And it's like, oh.
Hidden Brookline is a project the town started a decade ago that looked at its legacy of slavery. Brown, who is African American, has lived in Brookline for 18 years. Still, what she saw there surprised her.
I knew about Brookline's relationship to the Underground Railroad, but I did not know about its relationship to slavery.
That relationship was profound. In the middle of the 18th century, about a quarter of Brookline's households included at least one slave. One of those households belonged to Edward Devotion, who died in 1744. In his will, Devotion gave some of his estate toward building or maintaining a school as near the center of the said town. The town didn't use the money that way at all. However, 150 years later, when it did build a school on land Devotion once owned, the town honored him by using his name. In an inventory of Devotion's possessions, Deborah Brown found these painful words: 22 acres, one cow, household goods, and one Negro. Brown teamed up with Anne Greenwald, whose connection to the Devotion School runs deep. Her kids went there, her husband teaches there, and she was once a PTO president. But even she didn't know the secret of its namesake.
I think the thing that this all brings home to me, though, is that what more do we need to know? He enslaved somebody.
But not everyone objects to the name, not even everyone in the school community. Devo, as it's known, has a long and storied history. John F. Kennedy attended the school as a boy.
When I'm out in Los Angeles and I meet somebody, and where are you from, Brooklyn? Oh, where'd you go? Devo. That means something. That says something about you, where you live, who you are, who went there before you.
That's Phil Michelson, a TV and film producer who lives in Brookline. He went to Devotion in his youth, and two of his three children currently attend the school. Michelson says the fact that there was once a person named Edward Devotion means nothing to his Devo pride.
What Devo pride is to me is the teachers. It's all the people, it's all these teachers who show up with a lousy contract, yet go to work every day and try to give our kids the best education possible.
In fiery online debates about the name change and racial tension in the town, Michelson says he's adopted the slogan, "Face it, don't erase it." Dropping Devotion, he says, represents a token gesture.
We should care more about the fact that when young black kids go into the Gap, they might get racially profiled. Or if a black man drives through Brookline down Harvard Street, he's more likely to get pulled over.
In November, black and Latino students marched out of Brookline High School. They argued that Michelson was right, that reputedly liberal Brookline does in fact have certain systematic biases against people of color. But for Deborah Brown, the fact that black Brookline feels unmistakably less than is an argument for the name change, not against it.
This is a step. I would argue that it's a big step based on some of the resistance that we experienced. But, I think you have to start somewhere, and it has to be inclusive.
Anne Greenwald says she understands the grief of alumni, but she also has a message about that Devo pride.
It's the community that people have, and the memories are always there. It's not the name per se.
In the spirit of inclusion, Brown and Greenwald aren't pushing for any particular new name for the school. If the motion passes, it will start a new conversation, not about erasing a tribute to one Brookline resident, but about who else is deserving. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.